Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Mem. Zvachim daf Mem, we're on the top of Mem Amud Aleph, and today's shiur is sponsored in honor of Yitzchak Meisel's marriage to Tamar Questel. Tonight, may they be Zofet to build the Bayis Emma B'Yisrael, sponsored by Yitzchak's parents, David and Fagi Meisel's. We wish them Mazel Tov, and wish also that the Chassan HaKalah should be Zofet to build the Bayis Ne'eman B'Yisrael. Okay, we are on Mem Amud Aleph. On the top, Amar Mar. We are quoting one little more detail from yesterday's Bryce, and then we expand. Amar Mar. So yesterday we were discussing all the different details about all the chatos pnimios and what was ma'akev, which part, every hazaah, and that's what this parak has been about since the beginning, about how many hazaos are lechachila, how many hazaos are needed b'di'evet. So Amar Mar. So yesterday we discussed, at least the Bryce had a thought that you can be mechalek between the 7 and the 4, as we're going to talk about some of those lines today. So, Amar Mar, Einli Elamatan Sheva Shema Akvos B'chol Makom. I might have thought, as the Braisa said, that maybe only the 7 are going to be ma'akev, right? We have this on the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph in the Braisa. Maybe only the 7 are ma'akev, the 7 that are Achas Lamala V'Sheva Lamata, because they're ma'akev B'chol Makom. Matan Dalid, how do I know? So what does that mean? Ma'akev B'chol Makom. Hecha, where else do you have them that we know that they are ma'akev, that we would then say that they're ma'akev here by the chatos primios? So Amar Papa, bipara ubinigayim. By para and negayim, those processes, by the tara of para aduma and negayim, so that's where it's ma'akev, each of the hazaos. So too, you would say that they are ma'akev here. So para and negayim, we could spend a lot of time on, maybe just one or two thoughts about para and about Negoyim. Para, we know the Rambam counts two mitzvos of paraduma. One mitzvah saseh, one mitzvah lo saseh, hilchos paraduma. The one is the din paraduma. This is another example where the Rambam, not all mitzvos are mitzvos that I must do this, and there is a chiyuv to do this. They're situational. Din toin v'nitan. Is there a mitzvah to go to court? No. If one goes to court, there's a mitzvah on Pan Bezdin to act in the way of following all the halachas that the Torah tells us. Din toin v'nitan. Din shor and bor and maveh. And din chayvi mises bezdin. So all of those are situational. The Rambam counts all of those as mitzvos to act in a certain way. Areas of halacha could be a mitzvah asay according to the Rambam. Right, the Ramban agrees to some of them and not to all of them, but that's the Rambam here. The Rambam has the din of paraduma number one, and two, I'm sorry, the two mitzvahs asay, not los asay, din tumas menida v'taharasan, the paraduma and the sprinkling tahara waters. The Rambam says mitzvahs paraduma, he goes through all the details, bas shaloshanim, o bas arba, v'maisa zakenek shera, elashem imam tinanla, and he goes through all of the details describing the para aduma and the milus that the Mishnah describes in para. Milus yiseris asu bataras para aduma. That was the highest level. We know that there's different levels. There's chulin and truma and kachim, or meiser sheni and truma and kachim, and certain Mishnayas have the highest level is being osik in para aduma. Somebody's only Maraduma, that is the highest level of Tara that is required. And that's what the Rambam writes in Perek Beis of Ilchos Paraduma. Ma'alos Yiseros, Asu Bataras Paraduma. Faharchakos Gedolos, Hirchiku Mitumas Ameis Bechol Ma'aseha. Very beyond even just expected. Harchakos, Mepneshi Kshira Betfula Yom, Chashu Shem Yavola Zalzaba. So we know because they said this Kashu Betful Yom against the Tzdukim, so that's why we were Choshes that there'd be Mazalzal in it. Other ways, so we go to the other extreme. Sometimes to balance, if you have one side Lahakel, so it'll be Machmir a lot the other way. Right? That's why the post can explain why in Hilchas Nida there are so many higher Chumras when it comes to Anisha Nida than to any other woman in the world. Right, we paskin, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that a husband and a wife cannot pass each other something, hoshata, even without any negiyah, during the Bizman Nida. Even though to any other woman in the world, there's no isser for a man to pass something to a woman or vice versa without any negiyah. Dafka to an Isha Nida, and other, harchakas as well. But the balance is, the Aruch HaShulchan says this, in the beginning of the Siman about Harchakos and others, because there's a big heter of yichud. Because there's a heter of yichud, we have to balance that going the other way with the Isurim of Harchakos. So sometimes we find in Halacha, if you want to balance it one way, you have to go all the way to the other side. It's here too by Paraduma, because we have one kula of being Mekel in Tvula Yom, that someone who went to the mikvah, who is getting tar tonight, could be Osek in certain parts of the Avodah of the Paradumas. That's why we have a lot of Chumras the other way. You keep him into a special area in the Azara. And it was made out of stone, so it's not makabel tuma at all. And then it goes through the whole process, including the seven hazos that our Gemara is talking about, that is included in the discussion. The Rambam says here, who is mazeh and how you are mazeh, and he describes where everybody stands. He goes through the whole process of hazah and when it is. He does have, just to quote because it's open, the two words of the Rambam that we like to point out. At the end of Parah Gimel, in Elchos Paraduma, the Rambam quotes the Mishnah in Parah that describes how many Paradumas have there been in history. 9. There's been 9, we're waiting for one more. That is what the Mishnah in Parah tells us. Says the Rambam, V'teisha Paras Adumos Na'asu, Misha Nitztavu B'mitzvazu, Ad Shecharef Habayis B'shnia. From the time that we had this Tzivui, when did we get the Tzivui? In Marah. Right? All the way until Churban Bayesheni, there were 9 paradumas. Rishona Asa Moshe Rabbeinu. 1 was all the time of Moshe. Shnia Asa Ezra. Number 2. So all the way from Moshe Rabbeinu for the beginning, all the way until Bayesheni, there was 2. And then, all the other ones were during Bayesheni. Visheva Me Ezra at Churban Abayis. Viasiris Ose Melech HaMelech HaMashiach Mehira Yigale. And the Rambam says, the 10th one, Melech HaMashiach will do, may he come speedily, Meheri Yigala. When we're not expect the Rambam to put those two words into Mishnah Torah. Maybe into one of the Tshuvas HaRambam. Maybe into an Igeres HaRambam. But into Mishnah Torah, where every word is midukdak and exact, this is the only thing we have the Rambam wrote in Lashon HaKodesh. He'll put in those two extra words. So what is it? So a number of the Mefarshim point out, Meheri Yigala. I think the Lubavitcher Rebbe points this out, Kedarka Bakodesh, right? That the Rambam can't talk about Mashiach without putting those two words in. It's an emotional reaction that if I talk about Mashiach, I have to say, may he come speedily. Right? Why is it? Where does it come from? That whenever anybody gives a Dvar Torah, very often, they end off, Meher V'Yameinu Amen. And we should be Zochet, because the Rambam already does it, 800 years ago. The Rambam says, in the 10th one, we're waiting for Melech Mashiach to do, Mehera Yigala. He puts in those two words, because that's the Rambam's ending off of Mehera Yameinu. That's the end of Parah Gimel in Hilchos Paraduma. You can't not mention Mashiach and not have that hope. And if we mention this, we put this together with the diak of the Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav says, in the Ani Mamins, we say, doesn't say, it's every day that we have to hope for it, and it's the only one that has an afalpi. There's no other afalpis in the Ani Mamins. And even though it appears that God has a body, but I still believe that he doesn't have a body. There could be afalpis in the other Ani Mamins. But here he says, V'afalpi shi'ismameya, even though he's ismameya, and I shouldn't think that he's coming anytime, any moment, because it will be very difficult to say that it's going to come. It's so out of reality, but it has to be reality. Achakelo b'chol yom sheyavo. And he's been dying not only each day, but each part of every day. Even if he didn't come in the morning, in the afternoon. I mean, it has to be something that is, I see it. I just saw this week. Forgot who said. I think maybe it's the Chavetz Chaim. I think it was the Chavetz Chaim. B'shem the Chavetz Chaim, right? We say the question that we're asked, and after 120, it's Tzipisa LeYeshua. It doesn't say Kivita LeYeshua. Kivita would mean did you hope? Tzipisa is also from the word Sofeh, to see. Harhat Sofim. Do you see? We have to envision it. That's part of it. To Tzipisa LeYeshua, not just Kivisa, not just hope in some way that is not lemaisa reality, tzipisa li Yeshua. Yoshevu mitzape mosayovo, as the Chazal say by Yaakov Avinu and by Shabbos, right? Yoshevu mitzape mosayovo, to actually see the reality in front of us. That's a little bit about Parah, and that is what the Gemara says, where the Sheva are Ma'akev. The other area where Dvarim are Li'ikuv are Negoim, right, in Saraz. Saraz has many mitzvahs, right? Mitzvah the Rambam has, and also Sefer Tara. Well, we don't have any Gemara on these topics, so whenever they come up, we have to touch on them a little bit, right? The Rambam in Hilchus Tumas Saraz, which is right after Paraduma, the beginning of Sefer Tara. We have Tumas Meis, which is the source of all Tumah. Then we have Paraduma, which gets out of Tumas Meis. And then we have Tumas Saraz, the only other type of Tumah that's also Tumas Ohel. The Rambam there counts 8 mitzvahs. There are 8 mitzvahs that have to do with Saraz, 6 mitzvahs Aseh, and 2 mitzvos lo sase. Those are the ones that he counts. You remember the Ramban would count an extra one. The Ramban counts the separate mitzvah of Zachar to remember Miriam. Right, the Ramban on Parshas Kisetze, he shomer b'negat saras l'shmer b'avolasos. Right, that counts to not the sechiras or mitzvahs aseh according to the Ramban. And the Rambam talks about that at the end of Hilchot Tumas Saras. He just doesn't count it as a mitzvah. But again, also saras is something that we don't daven for. We don't wish that we could do all of these mitzvos. But if a situation comes up that we have to deal with Saras, so then it is a mitzvah. It is 8 different mitzvos to deal with. There is a medrash that many of the Mefarshim talk about in the beginning of Parshas Mitzora. Beginning of Parshas Mitzora, the medrash tells us, I think it's the first medrash there in Medrash Rabbah. Ma'isa baruch al echad, shahayim achazer ba'ayaros, hasmuchos letzibori. There was a peddler that was going around all of the cities near Tzipori. And near Tzipori, we know, Tzipori is up north, near Tveria. Vayamachriz v'yomer. And he used to make announcements that say, who wants the elixir of life? Who wants the medicine that'll give him long life? Odkin alei Rabbi Yana. Rabbi Yana comes over and says, I want it. Havayasev upashe betur kolani. He was sitting on his porch. He hears, Shamei demachriz, man boi sam, chaya maralei, tosak lahacha. I'm going to go down. He goes down and says, please, could I buy some? Could I buy the elixir of life? Zavinli, Amarle Lav An Sarachle. Now you don't need this. You don't need this medicine. Volodich Basech. He says, no, I want it. Antrichale. I want it, please. So he reaches into his pocket and he takes out a Sefer Tehillim. Here's the medicine of life. Heralo Pasik. Mi ha isha chafitz chayim. Maxiv basrei, netzar, lashon chamira, sur meira vasei tov. You want long life? Obviously it doesn't only mean in this world. So netzar lashon chamira, guard your tongue. Amar Abyanai. Rabbi Yanai says, Av Shlomo machriz v'yomer. Right? It's not only David, it's his son. Shomer piv v'lashono, shomer mitzaros nafsho. Pasuk says in Mishlei. Om Rabbi Yanai, kol yomai ha'yisi kori ha'pasuk zeh, v'lo ha'yisi yodeh, hechanu. Pashut, ad shabar rochazel v'hodiyo. Thank God I met that Rochel. I never knew pshat in the pasuk until he told me. Mi ha'esh ha'chav Yitzchayim. Lefichach, Moshe Maziris Yisrael v'omer lohem, zos tia taras ha-mitzara, toras ha-motzi shem ra. That's the measure of the beginning of Parshas Mitzora. And all the Mefarshim are bothered and wonder, what did Rabbi Yanai not know? Rabbi Yanai knew Tehillim by heart. Right? Rabbi Yanai knew Mishlei. What was the peddler, mechadesh to him? Oh, now I understand pshat. He knew pshat. He said, what? It says the pasuk. Mi ha'esh ha'chav Yitzchayim. Right? What exactly is the message? So says the Ksav Sofer, and says the Menchas Asher in the Sichos, and others. The Chiddush was that we might think, we read all Hilchos Lashon Hara, we open up the Sefer Chav Yitzchayim, we might think that, you know, life's about just being a hermit, and not opening up our mouth, and living a life in a tower, and not being involved with people. And that's how I won't speak Lashon Hara. I won't speak Lashon Hara that way if I don't speak to anybody. But that's not what life's about. Life's about not speaking Lashon Hara, but speaking Divrei Torah, and speaking Divrei Chesed, and going around and making people's lives better, and being involved with people, and still, it's not just about the Sur Meira, it's about the Asei Tov. What's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yanai? He saw the Rochel doing this message. What's a rochel? A rochel is somebody who talks all day. A rochel is somebody who's a peddler. He goes and sells his wares. Rabbi Yanai says, I didn't understand the true message of this pasuk of Mi'esh Chavetz Chaim, that it's not just that not to speak Lashon Hara, but it's going around and being meyed and being involved with people. That's why we know there are two tziporim by a mitzora. There's one that shechted and one that set free. So the Mefarshim say that's the message. Shecht, it symbolizes, you know, if I'm going to speak Lashon Hara or something else negative with my mouth, I can't say a word. I have to shecht it. I have to slaughter it and not open up my mouth. But the tzipara mushalachas, I have to send it out. I have to set it free. I have to go out. And the Minchas Asher here quotes in the Mitzora. Kol anachazu betos yisoda. Yachal adam lios ba'al lashon. V'lishmar pivu lushono. Kfar heyed b'no shalachafetz chayim. Alaviv agadol. Shemar b'hay ladabar manashim. The Chafetz Chaim spoke with people all day. Ish siachaya. He was a talkative, gregarious man. I think the Lashon Hara, the Chafetz Chaim didn't speak anything on. No! He smoothed with people whenever people came to talk to him. The kol sicho v'sigo kodesh l'Hashem. But it was all kodesh. Zeh haya achidish al arocha l'azeh. V'kach darka shal avodazu. Lo l'shtok nitztavinu. Yes, it says in Pirkei Avos, lo matzasi guf tov yose mishtika. So in certain situations. But it doesn't mean that in life I should just be quiet my whole life. No, I have to go and make people feel good and be friendly. Ella harbos b'dir and Torah and tefillah la harbos b'divrei kodesh b'torah v'mitzvah uba avas abrios uba shibcha nu la harbos b'dvarav avas Torah avas abrios l'kadei shem shamayim. Right, and therefore we have to think that it's all about not talking. No, the ikar is to fill my mouth. We're going to talk. We're gregarious people. Right, there's no way out of it. We're gregarious. We have to talk. We have to just make sure we talk in Torah. We're not people that can hold things in. He doesn't quote it, but in the Hakdama to the Kuntres HaSfekos, the Hakdama to the Kuntres HaSfekos, he quotes there. He says, imagine if somebody would come over to you, a Malach would come to you and say, you know what? I want to take you up to Shemayim and show you all the heavens and show you all the Olam HaEmes. I'm going to show you everything. It's going to be amazing. You're going to understand, and then I'm going to bring you down here on Earth. There's only one condition. You can't tell anybody about it. You can't say a word about what you saw. You can't say any... So it says the Kodesh HaSfekos, the average person would say, I'd rather not go. How could I have such an unbelievable experience? Not even share it with my wife, share it with my friends. I can't. How could you like... No, naturally, we are talkative beings. That's what we do. And that's why Mitzora and Saras and all halachas of Lashon Hara is not going against our nature. It's just channeling our nature. Just like we have kosher food, it's just, we have to channel. We have a taiva for food, so we have to eat this food. We have a taiva to talk. We have to talk this way, right? And that's what's the message of Negoyim is about. It's not about not talking. It's about not talking improperly. And again, it's an avoda like every avoda that we have. Okay, so those are the two areas of Parah Negoyim where we have the seven, and the Gemara says that those are always Li'ikuva. Those are always Li'ikuva. Good. So Matan, again, we're in Kachim, so we have to talk a little bit about Taharas too, because there's only no Negoyim in some of those Masechtas. Okay, you don't need excuses for talking about Parah Aduma and Saras, but it came up here. Here we go, Matan Arba Minayin. So what about Matan Arba? The Gemara says also that not the Brisa from yesterday, not only are seven Ma'akev B'chol Makom, how do you know the Matan Dalet are? So it said, Kein Ya'aseh. Tamalomar Kein Ya'aseh. Right, so we have a special limud to tell me that the four Matanos on the Mizbeach Hazav, those are also Ma'akev. So Maishna Matan Zayin Tiksiva Nukfilon. Why by the Matan Zayin is it so Dover Pashut? You don't even need a specific extra phrase in the Torah. It says it and it's Kofel and it says it more than once. And that's the Shana Hakos of La'akev. Matan Dalad Nami Ksiva Nukfilon. What about the Matan Dalad? What about the four that also it says it and it's Kofel it? Right? So what's the Chiddush? So remember we said yesterday the Svara of the Briska Rav. The Briska Rav who said that there's a difference between the seven and the four. The seven is a package deal. The seven is one unit. If you don't do all seven, you didn't do anything. The four, each one has significance. Each one has significance, just like we know four by the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Right, b'di'evit, if you just do one, it's okay. And each one has its separate significance. But seven is a unit. Right, achzav alav shev alamata, whenever you have the seven towards in the Kodesh Kodashim, the seven towards the Parochas. So he asked the Gemara, why seven is Chokhpal in the Torah, so what about four? So the Gemara says two answers. Answer number one, Amar, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Lo Nitzrucha, Elalur, Reb Shimon. Maybe he's going according to Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, the four are not Mefurish. The four are learned out from a Hekish too. So if they're not Mefurish, that's why you need another source to teach me that they're going to be Ma'akev. Titania, the Brisa says, Lamala Omer, by the Chathas Kohen Gadol, it says, Karen Karnos, shtayim. Lamata hu omer by the parhelam davar, karen karnos arba. Devar Rabbi Shimon, so as Rashi here explains, because they're not mefurish by parsha, it's not shana akos of la'akev, and that's why you need the pasuk of ken yase. The price is going according to following Rabbi Shimon's shita. Rabbi Yehuda omer eino tzarech, no, you don't need that. Limud harayu omer, ba'ohel moed. Al kol ha'amur, ba'ohel moed. It says ba'ohel moed, so we assume everything done in the ohel moed, and therefore, that includes all four zrikos. So only according to Reb Shimon you need it, not according to Reb Yehuda. And the brisa of yesterday that we're talking about now is following the shita of Reb Shimon. Good. For Reb Yehuda, ken yase mayavile. It's Reb Yehuda, who it's all mefurish in the text. And therefore, he doesn't need ken yase to teach me his li'ikuva. So what does he use ken yase for? Look at the Tanya. He uses it for the following halacha. The Brisa tells us, lefi shalola madnu lepar yom kippurim. I didn't know before this for the par of Yom Kippur. L'smicha, remember we said, one of the five chatos penimios, right? Par Yom Kippur and seir Yom Kippur. Two of the five are on Yom Kippur. As we know, the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kodashim two times, and he's the sa'ir, the blood of the sa'ir, the blood of the par, that if you remember, we've had the makar of ein dam mevatel dam, right? Because the Torah says you take the dam of the par and the dam of the sa'ir, and they're both called the dam of the par and the sa'ir, even though the dam of the par is much more volume, much more of it, but you still call the dam of the sa'ir, that was Rabbi Yehuda Shita of ein dam mevatel dam. But either way, so we learn. What about the halacha of smicha, of leaning on the par kohen gadol, and the shiari hadam, and the leftover dam, the shvicha shirayim, minayin? How do you know those avodos exist by par yom kippurim? Tamalomar kain yaaseh. So too, that's what it teaches, that's what that pasuk teaches me. Ken yaseh. We'll get back to that. Let's just do one more line. Ulapar yom kippurim, lola madnu, ha'amir lapar ze yom kippurim. We par yom kippurim. We already learned that from a different part of the pasuk. Lapar. Remember yesterday, we darshan every phrase. So why do you mean ken yaseh for that? Itzrich. No, you need two different words in the pasuk to teach me about the par of Yom Kippur. Sakata dachamina, if I would have only had the phrase lapar to teach me Yom Kippur, sakata dachamina hanimili, avoda de ma'akva kapara, I might have thought maybe only avoda, that's ma'akev, the kapara, is required. Aval avoda de ma'akva kapara emalo, but avoda that's not ma'akev, the kapara, like smicha, like shvicha shirayim, so I wouldn't have known that. Kamash malan, that's why the kenyase teaches me that. Stop there for a moment. Ask the Brisker Rav. We wouldn't have known without this that you do smicha on the par of Yom Kippur. Don't we know vidui? Vidui is done on Yom Kippur, right? The vizvade, right? We have the psukim. So we would already know that you do smicha. Based on the other psuk, we needed an extra pasuk here to teach me smicha, the par Yom Kippur. But tzarech yin, ask the Griz. Lamai tzarech kral l'rabos Yom Kippurim l'smicha. Tamatzinu b'Yom Kippurim shu somech shtei pa'amim b'shtei aviduyim. U'bal karchach shezen nilman mikra achrina. Tzarech vidui b'sha smicha. Dim lo kem yinol an shtei smichos. V'yim kein. You already know smicha for the fact that you know vidui. You already go together with those two. V'yim kein lamalan kral l'rabos smicha. Habalavachi boi smicha mishum tadina de vidui. If you're already doing vidui, you know you're doing smicha. Says the Griz. Smicha because of vidui might be different than smicha because of the carbon itself. There are requirements. Remember we've said before, shlamim also has smicha. There's no vidui there. The Rambam says you say divrei shevach. The last Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Maaseh Karbanos. You do, they say divrei shevach. So there could be smicha even without vidui. Says the Brisker Rav, yes, I would have known smicha mitam vidui, but I wouldn't know smicha mitam karban. What's the difference? L'may nafkamina. What would I have said? V'tzarech lomar, says the Griz. Ta'chidishu be'etzem dina karban debo'i smicha. The chidish is that, how do you remember where this Griz is? It's an important Griz. Right, because it's daf mem in zvachim, 40 days after three sets of 40 days, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down on Yom Kippur. Right, that's why the griz about vidui. Right, the two smichas, that's right here, zvachim daf mem. Anyway, the chiddush be'etzem din hakarbon debo'i smicha. The chiddush is mitzad the carbon you need smicha, not just mitzad the vidui. The ilu shtei smichos einam din be'etzem hakarbon. The other smicha that we know from Yom Kippur, that's because of vidui. Shetzurach lios b'shashu somech. And you know it from a different makor. L'may nafkaminas, he quotes three nafkaminas. Number one, take up l'smicha shchita. Is it so important, the halacha that we've quoted in the past, that you do smicha right before shchita? It's connected. Says the Griz, if it's smicha mitam the vidui, there's no reason for that. What do you have to do right before shchita for? It's vidui. It's a smicha because of vidui. But if it's smicha because of the karbon requires smicha beforehand, separate from vidui, then that's why. Take up the smicha shchita. That's to be done right before the avoda. Zed dirak bismicha. Take up the smicha shchita. Zed din rak smicha. Shetzricha litz v'asem ha-karbon. Avol smicha mitzad vidui v'adei loich batlon. Delo matzina rak bismicha za-karbon. Number one, ve'od nireh she'in afkamina benishpach adam la'achar shenosan as adam ben abadim. Let's say the rest of the dam spills out after you put the dam ben abadim in the aron. V'tzorach lavi par acher u'maschel behechal. Right, let's say you finished all the dam in the Kodesh Kadashim, and now you're supposed to take the dam and now go outside to the heichal and do the zrikas there. So let's say it spilled, so you have to bring another par and start again. You have to do another smicha. Says the Griz, you don't have to do another vidui, because you did the vidui already. It's the Sarach Hayom, right? You did the vidui, but you have to have another animal. You still have to do another smicha. So if it's mitam the vidui, you're not doing another vidui now if the blood spilled out to get the power to do these zrikas for the in the heichal. You wouldn't have to do another smicha because you have to do another vidui. But mitzad the karbon, you have to do another smicha because the karbon itself requires smicha, not just mitzad the gavra vidui, mitzad the carbon, the chefza shel carbon. Or, he calls a third nafkamina, what if the Kohen Gadol dies? In mace Kohen Gadol umakriv acher tachtav. Dividui machmas chovas hayom kvarnes kayem machmas Kohen amace. Right, the Kohen Gadol that died already, he already did vidui for the day of Yom Kippur. But mitzad, the new bailam on the carbon, right, that carbon has to be brought with smicha. Avom he did smicha betzma karban yechayiv. We shouldn't keep in the achshav who bailav shel karban who been in smicha bebailim. V'loshach shes kaim bosmicha v'chulu. And there are others, as we mentioned, the Rambam that some karbanas don't have vidui. The shlamim, you have to say something. That's where the Rambam comes up with divrei shevach. But that is that's the important yisod of the Griz right here, the Brisker Rav, that we're looking for a makar for smicha, smicha sa mitzad the karban, a smicha that flows from the karban, not just a smicha that flows from the vidui, because that you would have known from elsewhere. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara says, V'Rebbe Shimon. So now we have a makar for the power of Yom Kippur, and what did he use Ohel Moed for? We already used Ohel Moed. Everything done in the Ohel Moed. That was Rabbi Yehuda. So now we're going to go back. What does Rabbi Shimon do with Rabbi Yehuda's pasuk? V'Rabbi Shimon, hi ba'ohel moed my avid lay. What the phrase of ohel moed, which Rabbi Yehuda used to say, everything in the ohel moed, right, is ma'akev, so my avid lay. So what does he use that for? So the shita takes out the next two words, ba'ohel moed, mi boy lay, teaches me the following. Shim nifchasa tikra shel heichal lo hayamaze. The hazaah is only if you have a roof. If the roof somehow collapses, so then, lo ayamazet, special din, why? Because it has to have an ohel moed. Ohel is ohel. Ohel is a roof. So therefore, lo ayamazet, he wouldn't be mazet. V'idach, and the other opinion, Yehuda, me asher, he learns it out from the word asher, v'idach, asher, lo darish. And the other one wouldn't darshan anything from the word asher. Right, because it says, asher lifnei Hashem ba'ohel moed. Right, that's what Rashi quotes the pasuk. What does it mean that the roof collapsed? Tikras al heichal. So Rashi says, nifchasa tikras aliyaso vigago su lav oelhu. Rashi says, right, there was an upstairs also in the certain of the structures of the Ohel Moed. So all the roofs, you're looking up to the Shamayim. Rashi says, tikras aliyaso vigago. Everything is open. So one of the Achronim connect this to, maybe this is Rashi Lishitaso. Rashi Lishitaso, the Chuvis Toras Mordechai. Say Rashi Lishitaso, because there's a machloka between Rashi and Tosfos in Maseches Shabbos. Could you have an ohel without a roof? An Hilchos Shabbos, what if I create a structure with walls and no roof? Is that called an ohel? Is that called an ohel? So Rashi, in Shabbos Kuf Chaf Hey Amabez. Rashi Kuf Chaf Hey Amabez said, Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Says, Rashi says, a machitza without a roof is not called an ohel. Rashi says, right here on the bottom. It's in the sugyas of Ohel Arai. Remember those sugyas about you're not allowed to put the walls up and then the roof up for all Arai, but you could do it in the opposite direction. I'll just read it from the front. Enos and all Arai. Rashi. Lifros, Machzeles, Aldalan, Mechisos, O Aldalan, Kuntisim, Lios Tsel, Oel, Menachama, Vidafka Gag, Aval Mechitza, Lav Oelhu. Walls, says Rashi, that's not an Oel. If I built a big structure without a roof, that's not an Oel. Vishari, Laparso, Litznius. And you can put up walls for Litznius, that's not a problem. Vichulu. Tosvis. Pierce McCutches, Lo Asir Ol El Mala Begag, Aval Tfanos Lo, Kedemuchach Bov Teshmuel Kalagagos. He quotes the Gemara in Erevin as a Raya. That is Rashi. Vakasha, and says Tosfos, no, the Al Karchach Shayach Isir Ol Afilu Betfanos. Even just with walls, there could be Ol. Look in Erevin, Daf Mem Dalid, Gabi Asiyas Dofen Sukkah. Where it quotes there about Ol Arai, therefore only talking about Tfanos there. Near Rabbeinu Tam argues, Tshaper Shayach Betfanos Ol, Hecha de Mechitza Moelis Leheter. Right, this quote in the Shulchan Aruch, this Rabbeinu Tam. If the walls accomplish something, that's also called Bona on Shabbos. Right, if there's a halachic accomplish, a go, Hasaga, if something accomplished through the wall, so then that could be a problem on Shabbos, because that's already called a structure. Umachshela l'sukkah, chashav asiyas ol, betchila, dofen revius, the fourth wall of a sukkah. You don't need it. In el tosefes bialma, holak far asukkah isak shera, right, so then that wouldn't be a problem. But either way, that machlokas Rashi Tosfos in Shabbos. So maybe that's why Rashi here is so emphatic, everything up above is removed. Because now it's no longer ohel moed. Rashi says it's not an OL if it's not a roof. Right? Maybe others would say that it is an OL even without the roof. Maybe you have to break some a wall. But either way, that's Rashi and Lishi Tasso. There's an interesting question that's asked on the Rambam. Famous Rambam. Right? Rambam says you can bring karbanos even though you don't have a base of Megdash. Right? That's the Rambam Shita based on the Gemara. Makrivin, the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Vav Tezvav. You could bring all the karbanos, even though you don't have a base hamikdash. The yochlin kachim kachim v'chol azara aval bishehi chareva ve'ena mukefes mechitza. The yochlin kachim kalam ma'aser sheni. That's the Rambam, and that relates to the big sugi about okay, lamaisa. What happens if we had political power today, and all of our enemies left, and you know we could bring karbanos? Would we do it? So there are many other problems. There's a big day kahuna and tumas mace and many other issues that one has to, overcome. But either way, that's the Rambam Shita. He says he can bring all the karbanos. Ask the Achronim, all the karbanos? But it says here you need a roof. We don't have a roof. So how can you bring all the karbanos? What about the chatos pnimios? Chatos pnimios, you need a roof. So the Rambam doesn't limit it. So the Achronim point out, again, the Brisker Rav and others point out, the Rambam only quotes this halacha. You see where the little aleph is? Where does the Rambam quote this halacha? Hilchas Yom HaKippurim. He doesn't quote it in Hilchas Maisa Karbanos. Why? Because maybe it's special din in Yom Kippur. The Yom Kippur Karbanos need it. That's where, without the roof, Lo Hayamaze. Right? He quotes it there in Heichav Gimel. But he doesn't quote it elsewhere. So maybe Dafka, that's what the Rambam thinks. Only this Gemara is not talking about all Chatos Pnimios. It's Dafka, the Yom HaKippurim Karbanos. So maybe that's what the Rambam says cannot be brought without a roof. Let me just find it for a second. Heichav Gimel. Nifchasa Tikra Shal Heicha Lo Hayamaza Shenem Rabba Ol Moi. Let's quote the halacha. But again, it's here. In Avodas Yom HaKippurim. It's not in Maisa Karbanos, because Rambam understands this Gemara is limited to those. And maybe those are excluded from the din of Makrivin Avopi She'ain Shem Bais. Good. Continue. Abaya Amar. We're up to number two. Number one we had up above. So the original question we're going back to. Right? The original question was, if seven is Mefurish, so four is also Mefurish. Right, so four is but first, what do you need a special marker for? So answer number one was Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, oh, it's going like Rabbi Shimon Shita. So now we're going second opinion. Abaya Amar, Rabbi Yehuda Nami Itzrich. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe you need another makar. Why? Sal kedai dechamina midi dehavi asmicha v'shiarei hadam. I might have thought, even it's like those two. Ti'af al gav diksivan ukfilon lo ma'akva. Even though those are repeated, they're not ma'akev. So, matan arba nami lo tis'akev. I might have thought that even the matan dalar are not ma'akev. Kamash malan, we say that they are ma'akev. Good. Period. Now let's continue the braisa. Other limudim. Lapar, zepar yom ha'kipurim. That teacher, they're arguing, lamai hilchasa. So what is that teaching me? What didn't we know? Ila akev pshita, chuka ksiva be. If it's la akev, so we know. Chuka ksiva, right? It says chok. Whenever it says the word chok, it means it's liikuva. Amar Nachman bar Yitzchak, lo nitzracha elo l'Reb Yehuda. Da amar ki ksiva chuka advarim hanasib bibigde lavan bifnim. Maybe chuka is only written on the dvarim that he does in the big day lavan inside. B'chumash, please. K'shehim hiktim ma'isa l'chaveiro, lo asa v'lo klum. Right, if you do any of the, switch around the order of the avoda, the seder avoda, pnim, so that's, it's a makiv, it ruins it. Aval dar manasim v'big day lavan b'chutz, hiktim ma'isa l'chaveiro ma'asha asa asui. Maybe I would have thought if you, any of the seder avoda that you have a kippurim outside, not in the Kodesh Kodashim, so then, it would be okay if you switch the order. And ema mita kesidra lo ma'akvi hazos nami lo ma'akvi. If the order is not ma'akev, maybe the hazos are also not ma'akev. Kamash malan. That's why, even according to Reb Yehuda, you would still need. Even though it says chuk, I might have limited the chuk to what's inside and outside. I might have thought that it could be done even out of order, and they also might be missing some of the avodas. Again, the seder avodas of Kippurim is described, as we know, in Parshas Achrayimos. Some of it, the Gemara says in Maseches Yoma, if you remember, that it's not all of it is exactly as is described there. You cannot understand this without the Torah Shebaal Peh. There's things that are out of order, l'chora. There are the five tfilos, the ten kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. They're not all there, but what's fascinating, and this is the Vilna Gaon points out, and many of the Talmidim of the Gra, you know, quote this Gra, the Meshachach, not the Talmidim, but the later Achronim, the Meshachachma and the Ksava Kabbalah, they all quote it, that the whole avoda of Yom HaKippurim does not mention Yom Kippur until all the way at the end. The whole avod, Perek Tezayin and Achremos, it starts with, tell Aaron he cannot go into the base of Migdash, Bizos Yavo Aaron. And we go through the whole avoda. Yom Kippur is not mentioned. Not mentioned at all. All the way until the end. Where is it? All the way until the end. Azazel, Hashem, Pasik Chaf Tes, 29th Pasik of the Perek. Doesn't mention Yom Kippur. Why doesn't it say? This is Avodah Yom Kippurim. No. So the Vilna Gaon says that maybe Aaron HaKohen could have gone into the Kodesh Kadashim any day of the year he wanted if he did this Avodah. This Avodah, Bezos Yav Aaron Al HaKodesh. There's an obligation to do it on Yom Kippur, but he could have gone in any day of the year. And the Meshechachma adds on why. This is not quoted B'Shem the Gra. The Meshechachma adds on why. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cloud comes down, so to speak, on Yom Kippur. That's when there's Hashras HaShechina in an intense way. But by Aaron, in the Midbar, so then it was all the time. There was always the cloud there. So every day could have been like the din of Yom Kippur. And therefore he could have gone in any single day. Again, we don't have that status. But Aaron HaKohen could have gone in whenever you want it. It only mentions Yom Kippur at the end, because for future Kohanim Gedolim, after the time of the Midbar, it's only done on Yom Kippur. That's the diuk in the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, which is really Avodas Kodesh Kadashim, it should be called, which we do on Yom Kippur. Okay. Maska v'larav papa, umi matzis amritachi. Is it possible to say this, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you learn it li'ikuva from here, v'hatanya, v'kila mikaper sakodesh. And we darshan, im kiper, kila. If he did makaper, if he did all the kaparas where they're supposed to be, right, the four and the seven, kila, then he's done. V'im lo kiper, lo kila. And if he did it, it didn't work. Tiver Rabbi Akiva. Right, Amalo Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Mipnei Malo Nomar." Why don't you darshan the words as it's written? Right, it says, "Kila Mechaper Im Kila Kiper Vim Lo Kila Lo Kiper." Meaning, don't flip it. If he finished everything, he brought the kapara, and if not, not. But what does that include? Rashi says, even Shvicha Shirayim might be included for these special chatos primios. But in any case, the seven and the four are for sure included. So this is where his makar is, to say the four are is li'ikuva. You don't need the previous makar. So Amar Rav Papa, lo nitzricha, ella, you're right. The word lapar, par yom kippurim, is required for these three halachas. Ella le'es dam ubitvila. Those three words teach us something about the par yom kippurim. What is it? S, what does S teach me? Again, this is going like Shimon HaAmsuni, who darshaned every S in the Torah. So S, Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, lo nitzricha, lahachshir, amin sheba etzba. It's kosher if the Kohen has a blister on his finger. He could still do the avoda, right? Even though he's using his hands, that's not called a chatzitza. That's part of his body, right? And therefore, that's what the word S includes. Even if he has this blemish on his finger. Rashi. Shemoso lo aim be'etzba, v'chulu, konidlaim lo havi chatzitza. This rabbi me S etzba'o, S hatofel le'etzba'o. Rashi says, right? S often means something that's tofel, like hair or S l'rabos tamidei chachamim, right? S is always connected and tafel to something on the body. So S atafel. So that includes the blisters. Bidam. What is bidam? Sheyehei bidam shir tefila meikara. By kabbalas adam, you have to be makabel enough originally. Enough originally in the cup. What is this lafuke? What wouldn't work? So Rashi says, if you had caught some in one cup and some in the next cup. If you cup two cups, Rashi says, that's what's excluded here. Limute kibel pachos mikade kvila miklize, upachos mikade kvila beklize, the irvon. Right? You caught each in a separate cup and then you put them together. That is not allowed. That is not allowed. That's what's excluded by bedam. You have to have as much dam in one kli. In one kli, that is, Rashi. Rashi says beferish also. If you caught it in each of the klis, kalim, and then you mixed it together, that is also no good. Right? So that is another added chiddush. Right? Not added chiddush. The Rambam is a machlokas achronim, what the Rambam holds. Whether the Rambam would allow you to be chozer u'ma'arev. Not 100% clear, the Reb Chaim assumes that he's like Rashi, you cannot be chozer u'ma'arev. The Ar Sameach, the Mikdash David assumes that he can be chozer u'ma'arev. Right? And the question is, why would you be able to be chozer ma'ariv it? If you say it was a problem when it was caught in separate kalim, so why isn't that like just going straight on the floor? Right? Nishpach al ha ritzpa va'asafo, we've said, you can't. You can't pick it up again. If it went into a klishah race, then you dropped it, you can put it back into the klishah race. But if it's a problem at the start, then you can fix it. So ask the Karen Ora, right? If you say there's a problem to catch it in two different kalim, you have to have Shir Azoya in one kli, why would you be able to be Chozer Ma'arev? So the Karen Ora, not here, the Karen Ora later on Daf Tzadi Gimel, asked this question. He says, Avalam Chazer Ve'irvan L'Kuli Amakasher, Ve'en L'Post L'Kamo Nishpach Ala Ritzpa. The Nishpach Ala Ritzpa Nifsal Hadam Miyad. There's a psul in the dam when it falls on the Ritzpa. The kiva delonis kabo, but klishares, it's done. It's puzzle. Here, it's just not kosher. It's not puzzle. You're just lacking the amount. It's not like falling on the floor. Aval hacha, but kiva pachas, but kdei azaya, ein alav shem psul. Ta yachala hosif, ala kaba od. What if you got half? So, before you get the next half, you know you could keep going. You didn't. But it's not a positive psul. It's just a lack of kashrus. And therefore, on the ritzpa, on the floor, it's ruined, it's done. Because it's a psul. If you only caught half in one, half in the other, no, they're just each not enough. So therefore, you might be able to put them back in and mix them. Rashi says you can't anyway. Rashi says you're done, you're finished. But either way, that is, at least if you would say that the Rambam says you can put it back, so that would be the svar. Good. We continue. So that's the next word. Bidam, you have to catch the proper shear of dam. Vitaval. The next word in the pasuk, velo mesapeg. He has to dip his finger into the blood. He can't be mesapeg. What does that mean? He can't put his finger up against the inside wall of the kli and wipe and try to get blood that way. He has to get blood on his finger from the middle of the kli. Ve'itzrach lemichta bedam, and it says on the side, v'itzrach lemichta bedam. You have to have both of these. You have to have enough, And you have to get it out in the proper way. Because of Rachmana Vitaval, if you only had Vitaval, Hava Amina Avagavda like a Shir Tvila, Meikara. I would have thought, even if you didn't have originally the right amount, you can mix them in afterwards. Because of Rachmana Bedam, that's why we have Bedam also. Because of Rachmana Bedam, and if you only have Bedam, that might be only going on the amount. Hava Amina Fila Masapig, even wiping against the inside of the Kli. Because of Rachmana Vitaval. That's why it also has to say both. Good. Mizbeach Ktores Samim Lamali. Why does it say that? If you look in the pasuk says, "You asher ba'ol moed, I'll call it mizbeach ktores asamim." That's in the it mentioned the mizbeach ktores, which has nothing to do with the actual tefillah. What is that for? Shem lo nischanech hamizbeach ktores asamim lo haya maze. The first thing that this little mizbeach has to have is the ktores. If it wouldn't have the ktores, so then you wouldn't be able to do the hazos on it. Rashi says, "Im lo nischanich, im ira par helam ba'od hamizbeach chadash shelo hektir olav ktores meolam." If you never used this before, it's a new mizbeach ktores. So you cannot. The first thing cannot be the hazos. It has to be defined as the mizbeach ktores. That's the ikur avoda of this little mizbeach. The achronim wonder. The minchas chinuch has a suffix. What happens if it's the same mizbeach but it just was like nifgam, and you had to fix it? And now it's the first time after it's fixed. Do you have to also, is that ktores, is it panim chadashos, or do we say that, you know, it really was neschanech? That's a suffix of the minchas chinuch, if it's not totally, totally new. And again, ktores is a big sugya. We don't have time to go into it now, but the avodah of the ktores, twice a day, the messages, the real connection between the ktores and the menorah, as we know, they're formulated together in the Torah. Good. Tani kabasid rapap. But there's a brisa that supports Rapapa. What did Rapapa say? Rapapa says, the hakesha, the es bedam betfila, right? That's what the extra lapar is teaching me all these specific halachas. V'yasa, kasher asa, katmatam alomar, lapar, larabos par yom akipurim, lokomash omer b'inyan, divrei Rebbe. That pasuk of lapar includes par yom akipurim for all of the halachas that relate to it. That's already the raya. Tosa says, all the halachas that relate to it, so that includes par and dam and tefillah, right? That's that first lashon of Rebbe is already the Tanya Kavaseh. That's what Tosfos says in Dibra Maskel Tanya Kavaseh, right? That Rebbe includes all of these halachas. Rebbe Shmuel, but once we quote this brisa, we quote the second sheet in the brisa. Rebbe Shmuel Kal v'chomer. It's really a Kal v'chomer. You don't even need these extra par yom kippurim, right? You learn it from a Kal v'chomer, that all of the halachas have to be similar to the par helam davar. Uma b'makom, shall we quote the brisa, which is unclear, and then the Gemara is going to try to clarify. Uma b'makom, shalo hushva karbon lakarbon, if by two karbanos that you do not have the same animal, hishva maisim lamaisim, yet you have the same avoda, makom shehishva karbon lakarbon. So in two, where you do have the same animal, the par yom kippurim and the par elam davar, enodin shehishva maisim lamaisa, surely the avoda should be the same. Elamata malomar lapar. So what does lapar teach me? You don't need that for the park of Yom Kippur. Lapar ze par helam davar shal tzibur. Lapar ze par koin mashiach. Those are the two lapars in the pasuk. That's the brisa. We remember we brought the brisa for the first shita, Rebbe. But once we brought the brisa, we mentioned Rebbe Shmuel, we have to figure out what Rebbe Shmuel means. Amar mar. So what did this mean? Uma b'makom shlohushva karbon lakarbon. What was the first part of the Kal v'chomer? If in a place where you have two, where you don't have the same animal, and yet the avod is the same, my lohushva karbon lakarbon, which two are we talking about? Ilema par yom kippurim v'si'ir yom kippurim, the two chatos pnimios. Those two, different animals, same avoda. Ikel mifrach, you can't bring any rayas from those two to anywhere else. Why? Malahanash ke nichnas damam lefnai v'lefnim. Those are the only two that you go inside the Kodesh Kodashim. They can't be a model for any other karbon, even another chatos pnimi. Ella, okay, so what are the two? Par helam davar shel tzibur, which is not in the Kodesh Kodashim, v'sire avodas kochavim. So maybe those two, right? Those two are also chatos pnimios. Ikal mifrach. No, malahanash ke mechapen al averos mitzvah yedua. Those two are brought for specific averos that were done. And we're trying to learn this for general karbanos that are brought in Yom Kippur for all averos. So Ella Parallel Davar Shel Tzibur V'Si'ir Shel Yom Kippurim. You take one of the outside, whatever, one of the Chatos Pnimios, and one of the Yom Kippur ones that goes into the Kodesh Kodashim. V'yachi ka'amar, and this is how you understand the statement of Rabbi Yishmael. Uma b'makom shlo hushvu karbon l'karbon. If in these two cases, the par helam davar and the seer of Yom Kippur, different karbanos. Dahai par v'hai sa'ir. One's a cow and one's a seer. Hushvu ma'isim l'ma'isim lo ma'idakasa b'hu. And yet their avodos are the same in the parallel avodos which they share. Yes, the par Yom Kippur also has avodos in the Kodesh Kodashim. But there's no parallel to that in the seer of, the seer has inside the Kodesh Kodashim. There's no parallel in the parallel Yom Davar, but that's okay. We can still compare them. If they have a parallel avoda in the avodas which they share, so makom shehushvu karbon lekarbon. So in the context where they have the same exact carbon, the same animal, the high par v'high par, right, comparing the par helam davar and the par of Yom Kippur, eno din, shushvu maisim lemaisim. So surely the maisim should be comparable. Surely they should be comparable, and that's the Kalvachomer of Rabbi Shmuel. We're in the middle of the conversation. There's a couple more lines, but we'll have to stop here because it continues a little further, and we will continue next time. Again, today's year, remember, was sponsored in honor of Yitzchak Meisel's marriage to Tamar Questel, sponsored by Yitzchak's parents, David and Fagi Meisel's. May they be zochet to build a bais neman be Yisrael. Okay, we'll stop here.